It's Friday morning, it's Ness Andrews, and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Now, on Tuesday, you may recall that I spoke about faithfulness, and this morning I want to talk about patience. Now, both faithfulness and patience come from the fruits of the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit grows in and through us. And if you want to know more about those, then take a look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. So patience then. Well, how good are you at being patient? I know for myself, my weakness is definitely queuing. I hate queuing on motorways if there's been an accident ahead or there's just roadwork congestion. I hate queuing in shops. If I'm waiting, I'm always like my mind saying, come on, put some more people on the counter. This is ridiculous. And I'm forever become impatient if there's anything that creates a delay or from arising out of a queue. And it's definitely one of the fruits of the Spirit that is higher up on my list where I need the Holy Spirit and God's grace to refine me. But what about you? Are you someone in a relationship or searching for a relationship and it's not going as you'd hoped for? Well, we can turn to the Bible and in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. It gives us some advice and it says, love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. It is not arrogant. Or what if you have a bit of a fiery temper and often let your tongue run away with you rather than taking a deep breath perhaps, or praying or even walking out of a room? In Proverbs chapter 15 verse 18 it says, hot tempers cause arguments but patience brings peace. Or maybe you've been waiting for a big break at work or in a personal goal. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, it reads, the end of something is better than its beginning. Patience is better than pride. Or are you just desperate for God to answer your prayers or restore something in your life? In Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, it reads, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. Or maybe you have been promised something by someone or by God and it hasn't come to fruition yet. If we turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 25, it reads, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Or maybe you're in the middle of a battle at home, at work or with your health. Then we can turn to Exodus chapter 14 verse 14, and it reads, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. So there are many scriptures in the Bible where we can take comfort from the Lord when we are lacking in patience in the waiting for something to happen. Well, I find these scriptures give me some comfort, and I hope they do you too. But do you believe them? No, really, you know, I am asking you, do you believe them? Because if they're just words, then they're pretty empty, aren't they? However, if we believe in the one who has spoken them, if we know God intimately, then we know these are not empty words. God sent Jesus as his son, or we could say himself, as three in one, that's God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that we can be set free from his sacrifice. Because his sacrifice was painful and costly, and he wouldn't have done that to leave us in a sinful world. He came to give us a life and life in abundance. Well, my hope is that this morning some of these scriptures have spoken to you. And if they have, then I would ask you just to proclaim them over your life this morning and wait patiently for God to answer them. Let us pray. Father, come Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are there when our humanist struggles and our emotions take hold and we get impatient over the way things are going in our life. Father, give us your grace. Remind us of the scriptures and the words that you shared with us this morning, Lord. And let us use those to proclaim your goodness over our lives, and that in the waiting helps to grow us and helps us to get where you want us ultimately to be. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Have a great weekend all. Bye.